you're obviously playing Wakefield tomorrow night, Friday, the 24th of March, as part of the Strange Ways tour at Warehouse 23. Doors open at 7 o'clock for this one. First of all, what made you want to be in a tribute act to the Smiths?
Basically, if we go back about 14 to 15 years, those of us in the band had got to a point where our original music careers had sort of come to a kind of hiatus. But we had a passion to play live, and we didn't want to kind of put it in a box. And therefore, what we chose to do was, you know, take the music that we love, which is the music Smiths. We'd grown up with it. We were of an age where we were teenagers when the band actually existed. And so out of passion, we thought it would be great to take that music and keep it alive. Also, Simon, who I'd been in many bands with and has shared a stage with 24 years, he'd already had a successful band that was a tribute to the beautiful South and the House Martins. So he had some insight into what great fun they could be. So the band was started out of just a passion for playing live and not wanting to hang up our boots and to, you know, see what we could do with it. There wasn't any great plan for it to, you know, be what it's become, which is our job and our profession. And that's the payoff for the passion that we put into it at the start.
And I imagine that passion means that when you go out there on stage, you are Morrissey, in effect. You're not Graham anymore. You become Morrissey as soon as you step out there on stage.
It is like stepping into a kind of someone else's soul. And it's quite easy for me to do because I think, like many Smiths fans, I was an affected teenager by Morrissey. And so I think certain sensibilities and mannerisms and just kind of the way you are is sort of shaped by those people who are massive influences. And Morrissey was a massive influence because beyond the music, he stood and still stands for, you know, things that... And certainly then I'm more comfortable with the things he stood for than perhaps I would be now, but because some of his views have changed, so whereas Johnny Mars haven't, for example. I've just parked that there. But you know, I don't eat meat, and Morrissey influenced that, and I've always been happier being a more sort of feminist type of male, if you will, than a kind of, you know, a rugby playing type, even though I'm actually pretty good at rugby. So Morrissey did influence me. I was bookish and more sort of thoughtful and more your kind of archetypal kind of box bedroom rebel that the Smiths fans tend to be, both female and male.
I imagine that passion and that closeness, I guess, to Morrissey as a person means that when you go out there on stage, when you are him. To an extent that you're putting in 100%, that you can't not go out there and put in 100% and be Morrissey, can you? He's such a vivid character.
And you absolutely can't. And I don't wish to come across po-faced about it, but I do view it sort of like a theatrical role because there is the opportunity to kind of interpret and not be a slave to moves. So I think because I grew up watching Morrissey and just absorbed it, it's quite natural the kind of mannerisms that I've taken on rather than being sort of affected for the sake of the sort of stage. I think it's true of us because our angle has never been to be a sort of props and banner waving kind of tribute, but to rather be a live experience of what it was to see the Smiths. And also, in a sense, because we've been doing it for so long, and any band that's been playing songs for 12, 13 years, you get muscular, you get powerful. And I like to think that we sort of sound perhaps like the Smiths would sound now if they were playing. I mean, no doubt, you know, if the Smiths still exist or if they chose to come back, they'd be headlining the premium stage at Glastonbury. So when we ourselves play Glastonbury, I think that we're not, We don't have a thin 80s sound. We're a very muscular band with a great live experience and giving the very best version of those songs that we can do live. But they can't stop ever sounding like the Smiths because it's such a distinctive sound with those core ingredients, you know.
Is that one of the, I guess, the keys to your performance, your band's performance, is the fact that we see so many bands these days come back and have reunions on what and whatever, but we're not likely to see that for the Smiths either, so you are the closest thing we're going to get.
People kindly say that, and we're continually humbled when people do say that to us. And it is a very interesting thing for us when we look at the crowd, because you've got people who were there at the time, so they're rekindling old memories, and there's that transference. And then there's the younger crowd, but whom they really, you know, you really are as close as it can be in terms of touching those songs live and hearing them in a live kind of arena. So there is a lovely thing that for a couple of hours people can kind of take themselves out of today and enter a perfect time, because nostalgia tends to do that. You tend to think of the very best times, and so if you lived through it, you'll think of the very best times in the 80s. And for now, likewise, you know, gigs are just happy, jubilant things anyway. So, yeah.
You mentioned there about how some tribute acts can be just getting dressed up almost and going out there and doing an interpretation of a group. Mm. I guess that the vision or the public opinion of tribute acts has changed over the years with acts like yourself, who are, you know, as genuine, as authentic as they can be.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, if that is our sort of ultimate legacy, to have helped move the word tribute on into a more respectable area, because, you know, we do know perhaps how they were viewed 20 years ago, and it did seem to be embarrassingly old fellas wearing wigs, you know, who were quite clearly not those sort of people. And I do think that there is a seriousness and professionalism to the whole kind of tribute scene now. And interestingly enough, as a lot of bands have kind of come back from the dead and can be viewed in comparison to some of their tributes. I mean, I've heard some people say, you know, I'd rather see the tribute now, because if you're the original band and you come back, you can almost be forgiven or can afford to be lazy. But a tribute band can't do that. If you are not anything less than excellent, you're going to get pilloried and you're going to get, you know, vegetables thrown at you on stage, which won't happen with the band. So the stakes are much higher, and I think that's why tribute bands can sometimes be viewed in that way, that you might be better off seeing a tribute to the Sex Pistols than the Pistols. I mean, I don't know that. I'm using that as just an example, and it could be the very wrong example, but you know what I'm saying. We have seen some bands return, and they might disappoint, and the tribute bands also sometimes give you the opportunity to see the band in their prime, rather than, you know, some old fellas on a pension plan.
And I hope you take this with respect to, I mean it, it would be a lot cheaper to see some tribute acts than perhaps the exorbitant ticket prices that some acts are paying these days for their second, third and fourth farewell tours as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, tomorrow it's going to cost people £12 to see us, and how many more times that 12 would it, you know, 5-10 times would it cost to see the real thing? I'm sure it'd be worth it, but your point is valid.
So you're at the Warehouse 23 in Wakefield tomorrow. Doors at 7 o'clock, as you say. Tickets from £12. You can buy them at eventtim.co.uk on 0844 249 1000 and 01924 200 162. If we want to find you on social media, Graeme, where can we find out more?
We're at the smiths.net. That's Smith spelt with a Y, like the toy shop, so the smiths.net. And you'll find us on Twitter as well, at the Smiths UK.